7. Little twist and turn of fate here this morning, Nick McNamara. As apparently a scheduling conflict, and we're just going to open phones up here this morning and talk about a couple of things. We still anticipate Linda Teener to come in a little bit later this morning to talk about UFM's 50th anniversary celebration, which will be coming up in November. That's a neat thing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe it would only be timely to say, are you going to be turning in to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings this morning? And what do you expect to hear? 537-1350 is the number to call. And if you have some perspective on what it may be. I kind of innocuously posted something on Facebook this morning about it. And sometimes I don't try to make an opinion, but I like to see what other people are thinking. And it's amazing the differences of opinion on this particular scenario that we are seeing that's unfolding in Washington, D.C. with the Kavanaugh hearing and the discussion that's going to be held today. So 537-1350 if you have a number here at News Radio or if you have a comment this morning here on KMAN.
Yeah, it's certainly a very divisive situation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's on one side you have folks who, you know, they want to hear what she has to say. But on the other side, there's folks that say, you know, it is a very political process and people are concerned that there might be some other motives behind all of these new accusations coming up.
You know, and one of the things that bothers me is about the process and the players at hand. And obviously everything is very much a partisan issue when it comes to this particular scenario, and I think largely it has to do with the potential swing and balance of the pro-choice, pro-life issue. And so there's probably as much, if not more, at stake for many people in this particular Supreme Court nominee as there has been in many for years. And that seems to be the pivotal. And I think when we had Timothy Schaefer in the other day, he talked about it being the pivot issue.
Yes.
Where that is what swings the vote. And you know, and I don't judge people on whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, and everybody's entitled to their own opinions, and they're formed by their own experiences, how they were raised, and things that have happened to them in the past. That's not the question that I would like to pose today. I'm just kind of curious as to what you anticipate, you know, from this particular situation.
And I heard an interesting comment before where some people thought, you know, regarding the stakes of all of these sorts of things, right? There's a lot of very high stakes considering that Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. And this was mentioned a little bit on our the show before our morning show, I believe First Light. And he said maybe we should think about making those appointments not for life so that there isn't this huge onus placed on, you know, this is going to be a huge deal forever because, you know, this guy views one way or the other and then asking what we're going to be stuck with until he either retires or passes on.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We have our first call, and not screening phones. We're just going right to them today. This could be fun in many respects. Boys. Good morning.
Well, we might as well get everybody fired up. It's, you know, feel sorry for the lady that if it did happen, but it's not about her. It's about abortion. The Democrats are more worried about killing babies than the rule of law. They kill more babies every year, and that's what it's down to. And that's really sad that they don't believe in the Constitution. And you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But it is a circus up there, and this thing, we're stupid enough to vote these people in and act like that. I got grandson that can act more adult than they do, but it's all about abortion, and that's what it's coming down to, and that's really sad.
Thanks for the call and your comment this morning here on KMAN. To the next line we go. Are you going to be watching the hearings today? Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Hey, I want to, I guess, comment about the Kavanaugh hearing in that the thing that concerns me, and I'll just preface this saying I'm generally conservative, but with that said, the Republicans under Obama didn't you know, they didn't allow, you know, hearings to really take place with his nominations, this and that. So it goes both ways. So that infuriates me that we can't actually get anything done to move our country forward, number one. Number two, I our Constitution and our justice system is built on two premises. One is a right to view your accuser, and number two, what's called the rule of evidence. And if there's no evidence, there can't be, somebody can't be held liable. My concern with this specific example with Kavanaugh is it seems like he's being accused with a little to no evidence. Excuse me, I'm out of breath. So that's my concern, is it seems like in these appointment hearings, we've just thrown the whole basis for our Constitution and justice system out the window. So anyway, that's what I've got to say.
Thank you for your call and your comment this morning. 537-1350 is the number to call. And some of the things that, you know, there's all kinds of, it seems like every several hours, there's a new player in the game. And it gets more and more confusing. And honestly, it just gets to be more and more frustrating to follow it.
Yeah, what is it now, five accusers or something like that?
And there's people now that say, there are a couple of guys that popped up and say, hey, it wasn't Brett that was in there. It was me. And that's an interesting twist. You know, and I know it slays me to think that it's, you know, it's a he said, she said type situation.
Yeah, it's very tricky. It's very tricky.
It's very tricky, and we have absolutely no evidence of either, supporting either, other than, you know, Kavanaugh's got a calendar, and there are statements from, I'm drawing a blank on her name right now, but there are statements
Ford.
From Ford about, you know, from her therapist and husband, I understand. And you know, this is all useful information. I don't know. I just, I think that there is a lot of truth in what the first caller is saying, that, you know, this particular Supreme Court nomination could obviously reshape the Supreme Court and potentially overturn Roe v. Wade that's been in place since 1973. But anyway, we're looking for input from callers this morning, and you know, obviously it's a tricky issue, you know, and as I said earlier, I don't care if you're pro-choice or pro-life. That's your decision. Not going to judge anybody on that. But what frustrates me, and I think it's embarrassing for everybody, is the decorum or lack of decorum that there is in pretty much our political society right now. And one of the things that I think is appalling to me is, where do we as a country go from here? And I know I hear from people that have said, that have been asked to run for office. And I've been asked to run again for other things, or if I was going to run again for anything. And it's just like, what is there to gain? Because all you are doing is stepping into a quagmire of highly emotionally charged electorate that is rude and has few scruples. You know, I'm not defending what happened with Sarah Huckabee Sanders or with Ted Cruz in a restaurant, when people are basically, you know, going in and creating a scene to where it's very uncomfortable. And I don't know if that's, you know, the people on Fox will tell you that Maxine Waters started a lot of that with, you know, get in there and make them uncomfortable. But I mean,
where's the line?
There is no line, Nick.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. There is no line now. And that prevents good people from wanting to become politically involved, whatever the situation may be. And that's what's, I think, scary about this particular situation and the level of animosity that it's creating. And You know, it's like, you know, you get all the discussion that you see on social media. It just gets brutal.
It really does.
Absolutely brutal, because it's an attack on one, an attack on the other, and there is no decorum whatsoever. And that's, you know, we see it in Topeka. We see it here locally. There's a lot of areas, a lot of arenas where we see that in the political society now. It's 9:17 here at K-Man. We're going to take open calls here for a few more moments, but we're going to take a break. We have Linda coming in.
Yes.
At the bottom of the hour here to talk about some neat things that are happening with UFM and their 50th anniversary here on News Radio KMAN.